A Polish Highlander wedding is a celebration of old world tradition, music, and family. It's an event that happens among villagers from the mountains of southern Poland. When one occurred earlier this fall, on a quiet block on the northwest side of Chicago, it meant plenty of pomp and circumstance. Linda Paul reports.
Any time now, the bridal party will be arriving, and Mr. Ziba, father of the bride, is ringing doorbells, asking neighbors if they can please move their cars.
Excuse me, ma'am. You don't know who's the Honda belong to?
The anxious father needs to make room because 5 wooden carriages and 12 horses are headed to this block of modest frame bungalows. And one of the carriages is bringing the band. Andy Ziba and his wife Stella are Gurala. They're Highlanders who grew up in the southern mountainous region of Poland. Some aspects of this wedding celebration will be traditional Polish. Other aspects will be specific to Highlanders.
I'm born in a village. The name is Koniówka. Small village, not a big village. Like 150 people.
When Ziba was a boy, food prep could start days before a wedding.
Kill the pig or, you know, they make a sausage and everything. They're cooking in a home and they don't have a banquet all that time.
Life was tough back then. And a wedding was a great occasion to kick back and enjoy life. The celebration could last for as long as 3 days with hundreds of people coming from near and far.
Thank you. We're going to have like almost 500 people.
Today at your wedding?
Yeah.
And how long is the wedding going to be?
Today and tomorrow. 2 days for a wedding, yeah.
The guests aren't all here yet. But 2 men with black hats and broad, colorful sashes draped across their chests have ridden their horses right up to the bottom step of the Ziba's front porch. These are the Patatse. In the old days, they'd ride from house to house, spreading the word that a marriage was about to take place. But today, their role is more ceremonial. Meanwhile, the band is crammed into the kitchen, where they're singing in strictly Highlander dialect. And Stella Ziba, the mother of the bride, is a blur of motion.
Please, you have to just one. You have to take one Polish sandwich.
Oh, okay.
It's so delicious.
This hustle and bustle is just prelude for a tradition almost as significant as the marriage ceremony itself, the blessing from the parents.
Well, they might tell them how much they love them and how much they're going to miss them and wish them the best of luck and just the best of everything.
That's Jessica Kulavik, cousin to the bride. She's jockeying for position as the big moment arrives.
Please be quiet for now.
Everybody turn out the phones.
As guests are asked to silence their phones, the couple, now in place, kneels before their parents, who each murmur a private blessing. Then a Highlander musician steps forward with his own prayer.
Amen.
After the blessing, it's time for church. The bride loads into one carriage with her family and the groom's entourage into another. There are fewer than a dozen of these full-tilt Highlander weddings in the city of Chicago each year, so it's no wonder that neighbors like Elvis Delgado and Diane McMahon are gathered on their front lawns, cameras in hand. It's like the whole neighborhood's out.
Yes, it's like we're all in the wedding.
It's beautiful, it's magnificent. And we've known these kids since they were little girls, so it's even better to see them grown up and getting married.
For NPR News, this is Linda Paul.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.